the first two brothers. Somewhere outside the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve made a new home for themselves. It was not as lovely and peaceful as the Garden of Eden. Adam worked long and hard to get food for them. Eve had troubles too. Their home was not as happy as it was in the garden. God did not walk and talk with them every day now. Sin had spoiled too much. But still, God loved them. He gave them sunshine and water for the food to grow. God did not want them to be alone. He gave them a baby boy whom Eve called Cain. Later, a brother was born and his name was Abel. Adam and Eve loved these boys very much. They were thankful for God's gift of children. They must have had many other children also. But Cain and Abel were the older brothers. Any younger children would look up to them and follow their example. These boys grew up and learned to work. Cain became a farmer. He liked to plant seeds and raise grain, fruits, and vegetables. Abel liked to watch the sheep and care for the little lambs. So he became a shepherd. God was kind to Cain and Abel. In those early days, people did not worship God by going to worship services like we do. Instead, they brought something that they had and burned it for the Lord. This offering, or gift, was called a sacrifice, and it was burned on an altar. The altar was made of stones and might look like a high table. The offerings were gifts to the Heavenly Father to say thank you for His kindness to them. One day Cain and Abel brought offerings to God. Cain brought some food to put on the altar. Abel brought some of the finest and best sheep from his flock. We do not understand why, but God was not pleased with Cain's offering. God thought Abel's gift was very good. Abel loved God and tried to serve Him well. Abel tried hard to obey God. Cain became very angry when he learned that Abel's offering but not his own had pleased God. Cain's heart was angry, and his face looked angry and unhappy. The Lord saw how angry Cain was. He sees us when we look angry. God spoke to Cain about his anger and told him if he would do right, his gift would be pleasing. God wanted Cain to turn away from sin, but Cain would not listen to God. He was too angry to think straight. He was still angry with the Lord God, and he was angry with his brother too. He was even jealous because his brother was so good. He began to hate Abel. One day out in the field, Cain got so angry and upset at his brother that he killed Abel. Cain was a murderer. God saw what Cain did. God sees and knows everything that happens. Soon God came to Cain and asked where Abel was. Cain tried to cover up his sin by saying, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" God told Cain that he knew all about the murder. Because Cain had done wrong, he was going to punish him by sending him away from his home and from his family. He would have to wander around and have a hard time raising enough food. God put a mark on Cain so strangers would not kill him. God still loved Cain, but he had to punish him because he disobeyed. Cain was never really happy again because he had hated his brother and had killed him. Hating and killing always make people sad and unhappy. Now Abel was dead. And Cain was sent far away. How sad Adam and Eve felt. Cain's sin hurt them very much. Anger, hate, and murder are bad sins. This was a sad, sad day.
The message you have just heard